Ricky Rijos Jr.'s favorite subject is algebra, and he spends 5 hours a week at it in school, then more time at home doing homework. But Ricky's father says basketball gets even more of his son's time.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He has an indoor basketball court at the house, so that's all he plays 24 hours all the time.
That doesn't bother Ricky Rijos Sr., who's also obsessed with basketball. He played in high school in New York, still displays a picture of his coach. He played ball at the University of South Florida. School was important to his Puerto Rican father and New York mother, neither of whom went to college. But Rijos says his most important lessons came not from school, but basketball. And that's what he sees his son picking up.
I think it keeps him certainly out of trouble and gives him some motivation. You know, they're learning about leadership, they're learning about themselves, they're learning about conquering and learning about how to, you know, situational stuff that happens on the basketball court, same as in life, how to win, how to lose, and how things change quickly.
Rijos speaks from experience. Things changed quickly for him. In college, his parents divorced, so they couldn't help him with money. His brothers and sister had scholarships. He paid his own way. They graduated. He dropped out after 3 years. He briefly coached a small Florida college basketball team. He became a bartender, managed a bar for a cousin, then jumped to restaurants. Today, he owns and runs the Texas Roadhouse in Denton, still competing to win.
I've been on stage as a finalist 3 times out of 11 years, in the top 10 in the company, trying to be the number one store, not accomplishing it.
Dad beams as he watches his son practice. He says Ricky's not just good at basketball and with a good heart, but smarter than he was at the same age. Maybe 40 years ago you could succeed without college, but not anymore. And Ricky buys in.
You have to have good grades to play, so I guess school would be more important than basketball. I have to keep working as hard as I can and keep doing good in the classroom.
That's because Ricky also wants a basketball scholarship. Southern Methodist University education professor Cheryl English, a dropout prevention expert, likes Ricky's approach. She says extracurricular activities are good motivators.
The balance is I'm going to school every day. I'm showing up. And if I want to play a sport or if I want to be a cheerleader or if I want to be in the band, I have to go to class every day. It's the carrot that gets them there.
Ricky's a good player and student. When pushed, he admits he gets A's. He attends top-rated Forestwood Middle School in Flower Mound. Like many ballplayers his age, he dreams of the NBA. But he's smart enough to know few ever make it.
Like, you have a backup plan. So, like, if you don't make it in the NBA, you might try to become, like, a coach or something like that. Like, if you can't be on the floor playing still, maybe you could be on the floor coaching. Just, like, helping other players.
Dad's a believer.
He knows the whole theme. He understands what it means to be a champion, and he understands what it's going to take for him to be a champion. He's just not old enough to take on the task yet, but I'll tell you, he understands the pathway.
And says Dad, that's the way he's taught Ricky his whole life. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.